Now here is Tim to introduce our last group of news stories.
We now have a diverse set of Norwich stories. Plans for a massive data centre at the edge of Norwich have been strengthened, but the South Norfolk Council is having to deny allegations of bribery and brown envelopes. A major Norwich-based ski holiday company has entered liquidation, owing £220,000. And we have yet another scam warning, as fraudulent messages are coming to phones claiming to be from Ringo, a mobile parking payment service. Jane will start with the data centre news.
Plans for a massive data centre at the edge of Norwich may have been strengthened after the government signalled its support for such developments. Angela Rayner, the Housing Secretary, has said she wants to offer stronger backing to developers wanting to create artificial intelligence, AI, growth zones. The move is likely to bolster the bid by Norwich Apex Limited for a controversial data centre near Keswick. Initial proposals for the scheme have been widely condemned, with a petition against the facility having been signed by more than 11,000 people. And the announcement by the government has fuelled concerns locals may have to accept a data centre being built on their doorstep. Janet Hill, Chair of Keswick and Intwood Parish Council, fears increasing the control central government has over the decisions will limit the powers of locals. She says the policies which will affect the data centre are now being dominated by Whitehall. Miss Hill added, "There is nothing like the data centre here, and this would be totally out of context in such a small village. We are a village that has nothing in it other than the houses. We really do not want this." The developer has insisted there will be little impact on locals.
Council bosses have made an unusual move to reassure the public that major planning decisions are taken with integrity after social media claims over controversial plans for that huge Norfolk data centre. Developers Norwich Apex Limited's plans for a data centre near Keswick are due to be lodged with South Norfolk Council in the coming weeks. But the proposed scheme has already triggered anger, with a petition signed by almost 12,000 people. Some social media commentators have said the decision to grant permission for the centre off Ipswich Road, opposite Tesco, Harford Bridge, is a foregone conclusion, with insinuations of brown envelopes and bribes. Such claims have infuriated planning officials, who say decisions on that and all major schemes go through a planning system where policies and frameworks are used to carefully formulate officer recommendations. Elected councillors on planning committees then decide whether or not to agree with them when it comes to granting permission. Phil Courtier, who heads the planning department for Broadland and South Norfolk Councils, said, "It's important for us to emphasise that the integrity of the planning system has shaped what this great city is now and will continue to shape this city into the future. Within that, there's always a balance between the economic impact, the environmental impact, and the social importance of applications, which are all equally important."
A Norfolk ski holiday company entered liquidation owing more than £220,000. Ski Yodel, trading as Yol, and based in Norwich, appointed liquidators last month. The company was founded by Oliver Dannett, who was Sir Richard Branson's former ski instructor, and his business partner, Simon Latarche. Hyodl entered liquidation with no recoverable assets, leaving creditors facing an estimated £222,000 967 shortfall, while shareholders' investment is expected to be wiped out, according to the company's statement of affairs. The largest of its 11 creditors, IT consultancy firm Value Labs UK Limited, is owed £130,000, followed by HMRC, which is owed more than £36,600 in PAYE and National Insurance Contributions, NIC.
Drivers are being warned about a new scam targeting parking app users. Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Team has issued an alert about fraudulent text messages claiming to be from Ringo, a mobile parking payment service. The messages typically state that there is an outstanding parking payment or an unpaid parking session. The messages attempt to trick users into clicking a fraudulent link, which the scammers then use to steal personal and financial information. A spokesman for the council said, "If you're ever unsure about a payment, you can safely check your official account at any time by opening the official Ringo app or go directly to the My Ringo website."
And that brings us to the end of this edition of Chatterbox. We always like to hear from you. If you have any messages, please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. And if necessary, leave a message on our answer phone. We will get back to you as soon as we can. You can also email us on contact@cbtn.org.uk or visit our website on www.cbtn.org.uk or just put a message in the wallet when you return it.
When you finish with this recording, put the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. You don't have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free. Don't forget that immediately after this edition of Chatterbox, you can listen to the latest marvellous edition of Just Talk. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the whole of the team. The editor was David Potten, and the sound recordist was Terry Kane. But for now, it's goodbye from me, Tim Peters.
And it's goodbye from me, Jane Pratt.
Goodbye.